joined by Terry Larson, head coach of the State Trojans. Tonight you take on the Olds College Broncos. You've seen them a couple times so far this season. What was this 3-1 victory for you like tonight?
I think it was just, it was a good team effort for us tonight. We've been working pretty hard on not being selfish, on not trying to do things yourself, but doing things as a team. And I thought they worked really, really well tonight in the first and third, especially with moving the puck around the outside and making smart passes and working together as a team and working our way into getting some of those good scoring chances.
The Olds College Broncos obviously joined the ACAC this season. You know, what have you seen from them in your meetings versus them so far?
You know what? We always know we're going to come in to a really tough hockey game. They work their butts off out on the ice. They don't give you any time or space to really get things happening, so you've got to be at your best all the time because they're ready to jump on you at any second.
Obviously, you've been in the conference for a while now. To have the conference expand to five teams, you know, how nice has that been?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, it gives us some breathing room. It gives us another team. It gives us, you know, more variety. We're not just playing the same three other teams all the time. We've got now Olds, and it's an exciting town to play in. Look at the fans that were here tonight. You know, they have the whole light show. They have everything. It's pretty exciting to play here.
Could the conference support more teams?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think if you see the times getting a little better, you know, Olds is just a start. There's a lot of schools that I think are right now right on the borderline of jumping in. It's just a matter of, you know, the economy picking up here.
Dana and Kelly Leonard are playing for the Olds Midget A team here this season. You know, what did you see in them, and when was the first time that you were able to watch them?
Well, you know, what we really saw, they came out for a skate with us, and what I really liked, Dana, great size on the point. You know, we gave her a few things during our practice. She stepped right up on them, really stepped in, looked completely comfortable there. You know, like we've had a few. We had another girl that came from the Olds Midget A that was a fantastic hockey player for us, Bianca Zuber. So we're looking for that same kind of thing from them. Kelly, on the offensive side, drives the net really well, has a really good shot, but it's that effort that she puts in and that grit that she brings that I think is going to go a long ways for us.
When did they commit to your program?
Tell the truth, they came out for a skate with us. When was it? It would have been beginning of December, I think it was. Like, I could be completely wrong because everything starts blending after a while. But they came out. They came for a skate. We had a talk with them and their dad. And I just told them, you know, like, I've only got a few spots left. We're willing to commit to you. We like what we see. We think you could be really good players in this league. And Dana immediately, because she was already enrolled there in EMS, but I think now she's looking at nutrition. And by the time we walked down the hallway, Kelly had jumped on board too and wanted to come. So you know what? We're really excited about having them. Like, there's some really good, gritty players that come out of this Olds area. And, you know, another one is Michelle Pachowski at McEwen. That's a fantastic hockey player. And I think they can step up. Once they start playing at this level, I think they'll be... You'll be interviewing them every time. You won't want to interview me.
So what roles do you anticipate having for them next season?
I think at the start, like we talked about, they'll be coming on as it's like third line on defense for Dana and fourth line on Kelly. But like I told them, I can see them with their work ethic and everything. Once they get a little bit of time behind them and stuff like that, they'll be stepping up the lineup in no time.
As far as your team goes this season, looking at your roster, you only had a handful of Albertans. Is it good news for your program to have a couple Central Albertans joining you next year?
You know what? You love to have Albertans because then we come into Olds, and guess what? Now we have a bunch more fans that are showing up and cheering us on. You know, like, it's always nice to get Alberta girls to come and play for us. Yeah, our biggest draw has always been BC, probably the most, and then the odd from Saskatchewan. We're getting more Manitoba girls, but it's nice to get Alberta girls. And we have a few, because we have from around here, too. Shaylee Dolan is coming, and she's from the Rimby area. So it's pretty exciting to have a lot of Alberta girls.
Both Dana and Kelly will be part of a team that will host provincials here. The Midget A provincials will be in Olds in March. You know, what to hope that they take away from an experience like that before they join your program?
Well, you know, just the experience of playing at that level. You know, at that Midget A, there's a lot of players there that just, you know, because of travel or whatever, maybe don't play on the AAA teams and stuff like that, or cost and everything, you know. For them to go out and play at a higher level and be prepared for coming to our camp. They came out for the skate. They know what it's going to take to be there. I've sent them the training program. They asked me right away, can you send me a training program so we have something to work on? And they did, so they're pretty excited about it. They're going to learn a lot.
You're in third place right now, but obviously part of a very close grouping there behind Red Deer. Obviously yourselves, GMU and Nate, you know, battling things out. What do you want to see your team do here in these final few weeks before the playoffs start to be ready for that competition?
Well, what we've done all season, every single section that we've played, we've got better. Every time we've got better. So, and that's what we're doing right now. The team's getting better all the time. We don't want to peak in September. We want to peak in end of February when we get going to playoffs. And right now, that's what they're doing. They're playing very well.